The agency also said it had advised financial filers to request expedited action before the shutdown. But corporate America will now have to wait for the government to reopen in order to move ahead with things like initial public offerings and pending corporate mergers that need approvals from regulators. I have a client in registration right now for an M&A deal, and nothing is going on, said Mark Leaf, a partner at Drinker, Biddle & Reath in New York, who used to work for the SEC as an advisor to a commissioner. Mr. Leaf also said so-called secondary stock offerings, which companies often rely on to raise cash, are paused. A dearth of those deals could create financial hardships for mid-sized public companies that have fewer financial resources to draw upon. If this is not solved and goes on for weeks, there will be companies who are really slowed down in the public offering process, Mr. Leaf said. There is a lot of basic blocking and tackling that can't get done, and that will impact the number of issuers. Deutsche Bank economists warned on Monday that this shutdown could also affect the Federal Reserve interest rate decision by delaying the release of key economic data like new home sales and durable goods orders. That delay would significantly impair economic forecasters' ability to gauge growth, the economists wrote, and cloud decision-making for Fed officials who have emphasized data dependence in their policy decisions. The biggest and most far-reaching effect of the shutdown looms on February 1st. Trump administration officials say that funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which provides food benefits for about 40 million people, will run out of cash by the end of the month. The Agriculture Department has not made it clear how long it will be able to fund the program, which costs about $4.7 billion a month. But estimates by anti-hunger groups put the department's reserves at $3 billion to $5 billion, meaning funding is more likely to completely run out in February or March. Other food assistance programs are facing a more immediate crash crunch. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, known as WIC, W-I-C, has already been cut off, with state funds filling the gap as the shutdown drags on. WIC provides aid to an additional 7 million low-income Americans who are considered to be at nutritional risk.